Hi, in today's case, we're going to be focusing on the Japanese cannibal murder that takes place in Italy. So it all started with a man by the name of Junko, which originated from Japan, and to be honest, he wasn't a very good-looking man, hence that he doesn't have that much of a friend, or even girlfriend and stuff. Plus, he's also very shy person, which makes sense because he doesn't really have a lot of friend groups. Actually, he barely have any friends. So that's, I think, a good start to be a serial killer. So don't get me wrong, I'm making jokes about him, not because the disrespect towards the victims, but like, it's just it gets more and more stupid as you listen to this, so just bear with me, okay? So, a quick one about his childhood. Besides, he doesn't have that many friends. His family also a very quiet person. His parents and his other siblings, which is very sad. But that's how it be in Japan sometimes. To almost majority of the family there, so I think it's no big deal there. Okay, Junko. So, he's a very passive-aggressive man, which is very alarming in the first place. Because there's this one time he gets mad to his parents because of what? Say it with me. Because of his parents doesn't teach him how to masturbate. Excuse you, but I think everyone learns that by themselves. Except that you wanna take that thing further. I mean, as a job, then you're gonna have to have a trainer to, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't really know, I'm not part of that. But, yeah, he gets mad to his parents because of not teaching him how to masturbate. And I think that's a pretty alarming state of mind, which is very sad because his parents, even after that fight, didn't take any action to like repair their relationship. Instead, they're just like isolate him and thinks that he is a weird person, even though that's their son. I don't really know, because to me, even though that's fucked up to be mad about, I'm still gonna say things like, I don't know, nice things and told the truth to my son if he ever gets mad to me about things like that. But Junko's parents, otherwise, really otherwise, they think he's a psychopath and refuses to help him because, I don't know, because maybe he's the smallest one in the siblings and makes him a little bit unprivileged about being a son in a family. So this situation obviously brings a lot of sadness to him, a lot of frustration that makes him suicidal. Now it's gonna get sad towards him, but I don't feel sad to these days about him after knowing what he did. So yeah. After that, he gets abandoned, and at one point, his grades wasn't really good at school, then he gets kicked out from the home. Now, that's fucked up. I don't know what to say about the parents, because I think most serial killers have a bad childhood. So it's all started with their parents, basically. So yeah, Junko didn't really know how to cope with that, and he instead became a pickpockets, stealers, and robbing supermarkets for his own life, which is, I can see the desperation in this case because he gets kicked out in such a young age. So continuing on, next thing we know, he ends up in jail because of what he did, and he deserves that. But when he's in jail, he met someone by the name of John, I believe. John was a kind person, even though I'm not really sure what crime he did until he enters the prison, but he really determined to become a better person after he gets out from jail. So he met I forgot the names, oh my god. So Junko met John in prison, and John was a very good friend. So he suggested a lot of ways to Junko's after the end of the jail period time. He suggested a lot of things, such as continuing study to this and there, maybe taking works, because he really cares about his friends, which is a green point for him in this case, because it's gonna come pertinent to the story after. So he helps Junko think about his future upcoming path in his life instead of stealing and robbing more stores, you know. And then Junko was like, yeah man, I got you. And then after he got out of jail, he started collecting some money, doing shit there and here, jobs, part times, wherever he could find job, and started to save money for his college. And he's not gonna be like a normal person will do, which is continuous study within your country. He instead continue his study in Italy, USA. Yes, you heard me, Italy. So he reached Italy back then. And then he started to have a culture shock, because the faces of Asians you rarely see in Italy, and to a person who just arrived in Italy, that not from Italy by the way, will obviously see it's fascinating to see new faces and stuff. So he was really amazed by the people, and he's a very, very much a type of person who will just look at the beauty of someone, if that makes sense. And so he met a lot of girls, and he told every single girl that he met that he was the richest hoe in the Asia. I don't freaking know. Yeah, he lied. So, and he's trying to get every single pretty girls out there. He's trying to go to bars, but that didn't work out because no girls really take him seriously, and he's not dumb enough to realize that, thank god. But then he started to feel like it's something really special about girls that have big assets. I know what you're thinking. When someone says, yo, I wanna eat that ass, you know, you actually wanted to have intimate relationship with them, not to actually hate them. So that's what happened with Jungkook. He really thinks that he's gonna actually consume the meat, the buns of a girl that he saw. So that's really fucked up. Now that he's starting to bring some girls back to his little crib, you know, and then he has a licensed gun, a pistol. I'm not really sure what model it is. So he has a gun in his apartment with a certified gun. I don't know. So yeah, he has a gun in his apartment, and every time he brings out a girl to his apartment, he gets weird. He's trying to pull the trigger, but it doesn't happen. Every single time, there's something he said that pulls him out of clicking that trigger. So that to me is already a sign from God, and I might not as well do it. But Jungkook didn't take that seriously, so I don't know how many girls he already taken to his apartment at this point. But one day, he decided to invite his classmate, a girl, which is very, very pretty and a really hot girl in the university that he pursue at. And he asked her to do some studying stuff for him. So she agreed, hence she was very kind and intelligent in the college, not just pretty with no brain, you know. Then they arrive at Jungkook's apartment, and Jungkook asks the girl to read these passages. I think it was some sort of poetic thing. So he said that he wants to learn how to, I don't know, he manipulated her. So when she was reading the poem, the paragraph, she turned around and he takes out his gun from his pocket and then shot her at the neck 3 times. Yeah, just like that. So it all begins, the cannibalism begins. He states that he really wants to taste the boobs so much because it's like, you know, it's jiggling, so I don't freaking know. So he cuts the boob out from the victim, the girl, and he eats it. And he said, "You know what? This is not as delicious as I thought it would be, because there's a lot of fat, and I don't freaking know. It's sad." So he complains, and then he started thinking, maybe the butt have a lot more taste to it. Or he said he expect a red meat from the body, but what turns out when he cuts the buns, the butt, I mean, most of it was a yellow substance, which later he found out it was layers of fat, because, you know, fat ass. That's not appropriate, sorry. So yeah, he ate the ass, and he said it was not testy. So he was thinking like, why do I usually got at KFC? A chicken. What part? I love thighs. So he freaking cuts the thighs of the girl to the bone. Like literally to the bone. Boneless. It's so disgusting. Don't look up the image. You might want to throw up. I think you might throw up. And don't even want to eat for 7 days later. But he freaking eats the thighs. And he said that he likes it sashimi way. If you don't know what sashimi is, it's basically sushi or rice topped with raw seafood. But he wants it raw, like slicing up like that. It was very disgusting and stupid. So he ate it and he said it was not bad. That's the most psychopathic sentence I've ever heard from a... I don't freaking know. It's so sad. So then he proceeds to think, how is he going to dispose the body? And he, without thinking further, he decapitated the victim's head from its body. And he, mind you, he also took some of the cheek pieces to try to eat it, but it was not good, he said. I'm not sure what that means. So then he proceeded to cut the part to several different pieces and put it in a suitcase. Now, his plans was actually trying to dump the luggage into the lake in front of the university, his university. But the day that he went, there's a lot of people at the beach area of the lake. So he was like, god damn it, I'm gonna bring the luggage to the other side of the lake. So this part of lake is very rocky and high rise from the water of the lake. So but it doesn't reach the lake after the cliff. There's a lot of rocks below. So his plan was trying to dump the suitcase there. As he was dragging the suitcase, the blood started to coming out. The blood started coming out because of all of the forces that pushed into the bag, because of the rock near the beach, the other side of the lake. So yeah, he then decided to take a rest when all of a sudden a girl passed by and said, oh, blood. And another guy passed by and said, you know, this luggage has some blood in it. And they saw Junko next to the luggage. So they asked, is this your luggage? And saying yes, probably gonna stop them from looking into the luggage. But he said no. So they look into the luggage, and sure enough, they find the victim. Then they reported this to the police office, and this is immediately taken as a very alarming case. So Junko then leave and living his own life for the past 4 days before he gets caught. Now he gets caught, he doesn't have that much of a defense on himself, so he got sentenced to freaking life in prison, but possibility of parole in 10 years. So he come out in 2013, I believe, and then he tried for parole 10 years after in prison, and he was sentenced less than 2.5 years after that. What the heck? And then now he's free. Yeah, he's free, he's roaming around in Japan. The most mindfuck thing is, I don't know about you, but like, if I commit a suicide, I wouldn't try to make a career out of it. So he wrote almost 100+ books, and even draw and sell the drawings, paintings, to many K's. He's very well off right now. It's really alarming that he's still roaming around and not given the actual sentence that he should be serving for the rest of his life, because that's a very fucked up things to do. Anyways, he's roaming free for all the fucking meat that he consumed out of that girl. Yeah. So yeah, that's the case of Junko, the Japanese cannibal. I hope you enjoy. This is a very fucking stupid crime that has a really fucking not fair sentence as well. The government must be really fucked up. I don't really know. But anyways, thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see you guys in my next podcast. Bye!